This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. North Korea tests fired some short-range missiles over the weekend, just days after Kim Jong-un's sister threatened the U.S. and South Korea for holding joint military exercises. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
President Biden told reporters that the missile tests by North Korea over this past weekend were not a provocation, adding there's no new wrinkle in what they did. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is concerned about changes seemingly underway in the North.
Significant changes that have been taking place in the PRC's strategic forces. And he's also concerned about the lack of transparency.
A top administration official says North Korean officials have not been in contact with the U.S. government in more than a year, spanning two administrations. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The United Nations, United States, Russia, and the European Union met virtually Tuesday to discuss relaunching their long-stalled effort to get Israel and the Palestinians to negotiate a two-state solution to their decades-old conflict. A brief statement from the four Mideast mediators, known as the Quartet, said envoys discussed returning to meaningful negotiations that will lead to a two-state solution, including tangible steps to advance freedom, security, and prosperity for Palestinians and Israelis, which is important in its own right. There have been no substantive peace talks between Israel and the Palestinians since 2014. Israeli parliamentary elections on Tuesday resulted in a virtual deadlock for a fourth time in the past 2 years. That's according to exit polls, leaving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with an uncertain future and the country facing the prospect of a continued political gridlock. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to toughen the nation's gun laws after the Colorado supermarket shooting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
We have to act.
The president says lawmakers must end years of inaction on gun violence by banning assault rifles and passing House-approved measures to close background check loopholes.
This is not, it should not be a partisan issue.
On Capitol Hill.
This Senate will be different.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer promised a vote on the bills, but at a hearing on gun control measures scheduled before the shooting, it was clear Republicans are not budging.
Every time there's a shooting, we play this ridiculous theater.
With Ted Cruz saying Democrats each time propose measures that would do nothing to actually stop gun violence. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brazil reported more than 3,000 COVID-19 deaths in a single day for the first time amid calls for the government and the new health minister to take action to stem the nation's resurgence of coronavirus infections. In recent weeks, Latin America's largest country has become the pandemic's global epicenter, with more deaths from the virus each day than in any other nation. The pandemic has brought the health systems of Brazilian states to near collapse, with hospitals watching their ICU beds fill up and stocks of oxygen required for assisted breathing dwindle. China says it has summoned foreign diplomats in protest after the United States, the European Union, Canada, and Britain jointly imposed sanctions on senior Chinese officials. The new sanctions are over alleged human rights abuses in China's far western region. Australia and New Zealand also welcomed the measures, but they have not imposed sanctions themselves. China's foreign ministry spokesperson called the new sanctions a slander and an affront to the reputation and dignity of the Chinese people. Spokesperson said the countries involved would pay the price for their folly and arrogance. China has immediately responded to this with its own sanctions against European politicians and organizations. 15 jurors have been selected for the case against Derek Chauvin, a former Minneapolis police officer charged in George Floyd's death. 12 jurors and two alternates will actually hear the evidence, but a 15th person was chosen in case one of the other panelists is unable to serve when opening statements begin Monday. That 15th person will be dismissed at the start of the trial if the rest of the jury remains intact. The panel includes 6 men and 9 women. 9 of the jurors are white, 4 are black, and 2 are multiracial. That's according to the court documents. More at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.